Whenever he told the story, Rat had a tendency to stop now and then, interrupting the flow, inserting little clarifications or bits of analysis and personal opinion. It was a bad habit, Mitchell Sanders said, because all that matters is the raw material, the stuff itself, and you can't clutter it up with your own half-baked commentary. That just breaks the spell. It destroys the magic. What you have to do, Sanders said, is trust your own story. Get the hell out of the way and let it tell itself. But Rat Kiley couldn't help it. He wanted to bracket the full range of meaning. I know it sounds far out, he'd tell us. But it's not like impossible or anything. We all heard plenty of wackier stories. Some guy comes back from the bush, tells you he saw the Virgin Mary out there. She was riding a goddamn goose or something. Everybody buys it. Everybody smiles and asks how fast they was going. Did she have spurs on? Well, it's not like that. This Mary Ann wasn't no virgin, but at least she was real. I saw it. When she came in through the wire that night, I was right there. I saw those eyes of hers. I saw how she wasn't even the same person no more. What's so impossible about that? She was a girl, that's all. I mean, if it was a guy, everybody'd say, hey, no big deal. He got caught up in the nom shit. He got seduced by the greenies. See what I mean? You got these blinders on about women. How gentle and peaceful they are. All that crap about how if we had a pussy for president, there wouldn't be no more wars. Pure garbage. You got to get rid of that sexist attitude. Rat would go on like that until Mitchell Sanders couldn't tolerate it any longer. It offended his inner ear. The story, Sanders would say. The whole tone, man. You're wrecking it. Tone? The sound. You need to get a consistent sound, like slow or fast, funny or sad. All these digressions, they just screw up your story's sound. Stick to what happened. Frowning, Rat would close his eyes. Tone, he'd say. I didn't know it was all that complicated. The girl joined the zoo, one more animal, end of story. Yeah, fine, but tell it right. At daybreak the next morning, when Mark Fossey heard she was back, he stationed himself outside the fenced-off Special Forces area. All morning he waited for her, and all afternoon. Around dusk, Rat brought him something to eat. She has to come out, Fossey said. Sooner or later, she has to. Or else what? Rat said. I go get her. I bring her out. Rat shook his head. Your decision. I was you, though. No way I'd mess around with any greeny types. Not for nothing. It's Mary Ann in there. Sure, I know that. All the same, I'd knock real extra super polite. Even with the cooling night air, Fossey's face was slick with sweat. He looked sick. His eyes were bloodshot. His skin had a whitish, almost colorless cast. For a few minutes, Rat waited with him, quietly watching the hooch. Then he patted the kid's shoulder and left him alone.